Welcome to this episode of the StoryCorps podcast. For the last month, county clerks in Colorado have been challenging a ban on same-sex marriage by issuing marriage licenses to gay and lesbian couples. The Colorado Supreme Court is expected to rule on their actions any day now, but few know that this is history repeating itself. Back in 1975, Clela Rurex was the newly elected county clerk in Boulder when she began issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. She told her friend, Sue Larson, how it started one day when two men came to her office door.
The couple came in, they asked for marriage license, and it's the first time I met openly gay people. I said, I don't know if I can do this. And at that point, I went to the district attorney. And he said the Colorado Marriage Code did not specify that marriage had to be between a man and a woman, and therefore I did it. I honestly did not anticipate the degree of hate. It was threats. People needed to kill me for doing this and that kind of stuff. And I had entire church congregations writing me that it would be Sodom and Gomorrah in the area. I had a small son. He was about 8, and people would call on the phone, and if he answered, they'd spiel their hatred to him. And one day I walked into my office. I was standing and looking out my window, and this horse trailer drives up, and some media vans, this cowboy gets out. All of a sudden, it just dawned on me he was going to ask for a marriage license for his horse. My deputy and I were flipping through the marriage code like crazy. You know, what are we going to do? So the cowboy comes in and asks for a marriage license, and I started taking information. I asked him his name and Dolly's name. Dolly was the horse. And I said, and how old is Dolly? He said, 8. And I put my pin down, calm as could be, and said, well, I'm sorry, but that's too young without parental approval. But what didn't feel good was my actions made me kind of a laughing stock. And, you know, I didn't see through my term in office. I would not have gotten reelected anyway.
Well, there are some people out here who know what a big deal that was and what a stand you took.
Thanks, Sue, but I just was this young woman in this place at this point in time, and thank goodness I made that decision, because it would be so hard for me to look myself in the mirror today if I had not made the decision then.
That was Clela Rurex, former Boulder County Clerk, talking with her friend Sue Larson about issuing marriage licenses to gay and lesbian couples in 1975. See photos of Clela from that time and find a link to the forthcoming documentary about these events at StoryCorps.org. And tune in to your local public television station on Monday, July 21st to see the broadcast premiere of our latest animated short called A Good Man. We'll also be showing a story from our animated special called Marking the Distance. They'll both air alongside the feature presentation from POV, so check your local listings. I'm Michael Garofalo, and this has been the StoryCorps Podcast. Thanks for listening.
All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps each Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and through donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Become a StoryCorps member today. Find out how and learn about member benefits at StoryCorps.org.